Ramayan Part 2, Chapter 1, Section 6, The Story of Valmiki at Chitrakuta. After spending the night at the hermitage of Bharadwaj, the three travelers set out the next morning toward the mountain. There it lay across the Yamuna, which they crossed by means of a raft constructed from timber and bamboo. As they walked toward Chitrakuta, they saw countless varieties of trees and plants spreading everywhere in a tableau of rich colors. The constant singing of thousands of birds resounded on all sides, mingling with the sounds of trickling rivulets and cascading waterfalls. From time to time, the trumpeting sound of an elephant could be heard as well. It would be in the distance. Branches of great trees were bent low under the burden of sweet fruits. From many of them hung large honeycombs, heavy with the thick honey produced by the black bees droning around the fragrant forest flowers. Sita was captivated by the beauty of the forest, touching and smelling the many blossoms that hung all around. Completely forgetting his grief and anxiety, Ram laughingly held her hand and told her all the names of the trees and plants. The three travelers were elated simply to see such a celestial region. In great happiness, they moved toward Chitrakuta. The part of the forest leading to Chitrakuta had been rendered quite passable due to the regular traffic of ascetics and the travelers who made good progress. Toward the end of the third day of their departure from Bharadwaj's hermitage, they approached the foot of the mountain. There they saw a huge banyan tree, which spread its branches of dark green leaves away in all directions. Bowing down to the presiding deity of that tree, Sita offered his respects. She prayed that they would successfully complete their exile and return that same way again on their way back to Ayodhya. Lakshman prepared beds of leaves near the foot of the tree. After saying their evening prayers and preparing a meal, the travelers rested for the night. At sunrise the following day, Ram and his party moved on again, with the great Chitrakuta mountain rising ahead of them. Bluish in color, it was covered with a dense growth of green, yellow, and red trees. Numerous waterfalls sparkled in the morning sun. The mountain in places was sheer and elsewhere smoothly sloping. Its snow-covered peaks disappeared into the clouds. The three travelers stopped and stared for some time at its majestic beauty. Then they began to ascend the mountain. And some way up its side, they arrived at the hermitage of the sage Valmiki, who was situated on a broad plateau. The sage was joyful to see Ram and his companions. He greeted them with hospitality and respect. They conversed for some time. Valmiki told them of his own history. Although he was now a powerful ascetic, blazing with bodily luster, He had previously been a robber who had maintained his large family by plundering travelers. The Rishi told the whole history. Once long ago, I encountered the sage Narada in the forest, and I tried to steal from him. Narada told me he would happily give me anything I wanted. But Narada told me to first go to my family and ask them the following question. Are you prepared to accept a share of the sins which will incur from all my crimes? Valmiki assented to this request and went to his family. However, they declined to accept his sins. They told him they only wished to receive from him the fruits of his actions in the form of money and goods. Leaving them in disgust, Valmiki returned to the sage. You must renounce your life of crime and become an ascetic. I want to bring about you in a full sense of temporality of life. Meditate on the word Mara. Thus, I constantly repeated the word death, without realizing that in effect I was repeating the holy name of Ram. By my meditation, I became a powerful Rishi. Ram decided to stay close to Valmiki's hermitage and asked Lakshman to construct a cottage. Lakshman quickly erected a timber-walled hut with a thatched roof. Ram then lit a fire with roots gathered by nearby cooked-in fire. Ram made offerings to the gods. Ram prayed to the Lokapalas, the principal deities who guard the universal quarters, asking them to sanctify and protect the dwelling. Then he entered it along with Sita. Within that spacious two-roomed hut, Ram constructed an altar for the worship of Vishnu. This was done in accord with the instructions of scripture. Rejoice, and being happy at having found such a delightful place for their residence, the three travelers settled down in peace. Thus ends chapter 1 of part 2 of the Ramayana.
He Ram, He Ram.
Hey, Ram, Hey, Ram, Hey, Ram. Swami, Sabka Swami.
Tu Antaryami, Sabka Swami.
Tu Antaryami, Sabka Swami.
Tere charno mein charo naam.
Hela.
तू ही बिगाड़े तू ही संवारे
तू ही बिगाड़े तू ही संवारे
इस जग के सारे काम
हे राम जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही सुबह तू ही शाम
हे राम
पिता है तू ही माता।